AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump marked his first 100 days in office with a campaign-style rally.
Hello, Michigan. President Trump celebrated the 100th day of his second term in Michigan.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years. I read an editorial today that this is the most consequential presidency in history. How about that?
In campaign mode, repeatedly mocking predecessor Joe Biden and bringing up the familiar lie that he won the 2020 presidential election.
We actually won it three times. You want to really know that?
And he says things are only going to get better.
In the next fiscal year, it'll all be done. We're going to have something that you won't even believe. We will end inflation, slash prices. We've already ended inflation, raise wages, and give you the greatest economy in the history of the world. That's already happening.
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest from the Canadian elections.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals have fallen short of winning an outright majority in Parliament in a vote widely seen as a rebuke of President Donald Trump. The election results emerged on Tuesday, a day after the party scored a stunning comeback victory. Carney's rival, populist Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, was in the lead until Trump took aim at Canada with a trade war and threats to annex the country as the 51st state. The Liberals could be left just three seats shy of a majority. That means they'll have to seek help from another, smaller party to pass legislation. The Liberal Party seemed likely to find the extra votes necessary, but it was not clear where they would come from. I'm Karen Shamas.
Authorities in India say a fire in the eastern city of Kolkata has killed at least 14 people. Police say the fire broke out Tuesday evening at the Ritter Raj Hotel. The cause was not immediately clear. This is AP News. An NBA star has scolded his father for sparking a post-game disturbance in the NBA playoffs. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton is not a fan of his father's actions after Indiana's series-clinching victory over Milwaukee on Tuesday night.
I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there.
After his son made a game-winning layup to clinch a 119-118 overtime win in Game 5, John Halliburton stepped onto the court and confronted two-time MVP and Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. The interaction led to a post-game scuffle between Halliburton's teammates and the Bucks.
I think it's the emotions of the game just got excited there. I'll talk with Giannis.
Antetokounmpo says John Halliburton's behavior was out of line.
Disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable.
I'm Gethin Coolball.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.